The Sonnet, an Introduction. The original meaning of the word derives from the Italian word sonetto, meaning little song. Traditionally, a sonnet has 14 lines. Perhaps the best-known writer of sonnets is William Shakespeare, who wrote 154 of them. Of course, with any set form, it evolves, and over the centuries, sonnets have. But as poems, as expressions, they have captured our imagination, as few other poetical forms have. Our readers include Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
The Sonnet by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. A sonnet is a moment's monument, memorial from the soul's eternity to one dead, deathless hour. Look that it be, whether for lustral rite or dire portent, of its own arduous fullness reverent. Carve it in ivory or in ebony, as day or night may rule, and let time see its flowering crest impearled and orient. A sonnet is a coin. Its face reveals the soul, its converse to what power 'tis due. Whether for tribute to the august appeals of life, or dower in love's high retinue it serve, or mid the dark wharf's cavernous breath, in Charon's palm it pay the toll of death.
Sonnets Are Full of Love by Christina Rossetti. Sonnets are full of love, and this my tome has many sonnets, so here now shall be one sonnet more, a love sonnet from me, to her whose heart is my heart's quiet home, to my first love, my mother, on whose knee I learnt love lore that is not troublesome, whose service is my special dignity, and she my lodestar while I go and come. And so, because you love me, and because I love you, mother, I have woven a wreath of rhymes wherewith to crown your honoured name. In you not 80 years can dim the flame of love, whose blessed glow transcends the laws of time and change and mortal life and death.
Sonnet to My Wife. The Curse of Adam. The old curse of all, though I inherit in this feverish life of worldly toil, vain wishes and hard strife and fruitless thought in care's eternal thrall. Yet more sweet honey than of bitter gall I taste through thee, my Eve, my sweet wife. Then what was man's lost paradise? How rife of bliss, since love is with him in his fall? Such as our own pure passion still might frame of this fair earth and its delightful bowers, if no fell sorrow like the serpent came to trail its venom or the sweetest flowers. But oh, as many and such tears are ours as only should be shed for guilt and shame.